Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we mentioned earlier, Twitter went nuts yesterday with the hashtag tan suit, referring to what President Obama wore during his press conference. And now, you may not use Twitter. Only 19% of American online adults do. But even if you do use it and you don't follow anyone who tweeted about the press conference, news of the president's suit might have ended up in your Twitter feed because of changes the social media company has been experimenting with. And whenever Twitter changes, people get upset. Here now, media analyst John Carroll joins us. And John, so this is not about the president's suit.
No,
this is
not
about these changes. What is going on?
Well, a quick refresher course on Twitter. First of all, you sign up to follow particular users, and what you get are the things that they tweet or retweet, which is sending on a third party's tweet. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it, except for ads. Now what's happening is that if you follow me mm-hmm. and you favorite a tweet of mine, that used to just be between you and me. We were the only ones who knew it. And favoriting is a way of sort of saving or filing. Now, all your followers, if that happened, who are legion, of course, would would find out that you had favorited a tweet of mine. And it also they will also find out how if you follow someone new. This is new material that goes into the timeline that wasn't there before.
So they'll be notified because you can go deep into someone's tweet and you can see, oh, look, there are their favorites. But you're saying now people are going to be notified. So why
right.
is Twitter doing this?
Well, they're hoping to increase engagement. They're hoping to expose people to new content. They're hoping to get people more involved with Twitter. And what that means is they'll have more people to sell to advertisers. The problem is that that Twitter has always been a custom-tailored feed. You get what you've chosen to get.
Right.
And in this case now, you're getting the things that Twitter has chosen for you to get. And people aren't reacting all that well to it.
It starts to feel like your email, all that stuff coming in.
Well, or the Facebook news feed.
Well, some people wondered if Twitter would adopt a Facebook-style algorithm that would feed you what Twitter thinks is most interesting.
Yeah, actually, it is happening. They're starting to do that kind of thing. They just added to their description of the timeline of Twitter this statement. When we identify a tweet, an account to follow, or other content that's popular or relevant, we may add it to your timeline. So basically what they're saying is our goal is to make it more interesting and relevant, but the truth is what they're doing is turning it into Tweetbook or Face Tweet or something
like that. But is this going to make it increase engagement? I mean, you are the one who reminded us that only 19% of online adults in the U.S. use Twitter. 77% of its users are outside the U.S.
Right. There are 48 million active Twitter users in the U.S. And that's 19% versus 71% of online adults who use Facebook. So if they start to get a Twitter that doesn't function the way they want to, who knows how many might go.
We shall stay tuned. John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst and a mass communication professor at Boston University. By the way, we'll link you to his campaign outsider blog and let you know his Twitter handle at hereandnow.org. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Robin.